Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood CEO revealed just how bankrupt their ideology and thinking really are. We're going to be talking about them on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, Planned Parenthood CEO said that she has had an abortion, and I guess she is proud of the fact that
multiple
she's had
abortions.
An abortion. Multiple abortions.
Yeah.
As she said, it was a decision, she told Katie Kirk, that my husband and I made. And this is Cecile Richards. She says, it was a personal decision, and we have three children that we adore and that are the center of my life, she said. And we decided that was as big as our family needed to be. It wasn't anything more dramatic than that. So it's not any more dramatic than that. We've got three kids. You know, we don't really need any more kids. That's the limit of our family. So let's just continue to get pregnant. And since we've got a cap now on how many children we have, let's just kill the children.
Okay. You know, this just gets to me. Matt, what's the difference between her taking one of her three children and poisoning it, crushing its skull, tearing it from limb to limb versus her unborn child?
There's no difference.
Right.
There's no difference. You can say, you know, I've had a change in my financial circumstances. I'm not making the salary I used to make. I just got laid off at my job. I've got these three kids. Let's just get rid of one.
Yeah.
Because the family's
too
big.
Not convenient.
Yeah, I just decided that, you know, it's not so convenient for me. It's just as simple as that. I mean, that is a unbelievable cold statement from the president, CEO of Planned Parenthood.
It's sociopathic, Matt, to say it wasn't anything more dramatic than that. Well, it was dramatic for the child who felt the pain as she was being ripped limb from limb. I would think it would be dramatic for her existing children now that they're made aware of it. I bet they're breathing a sigh of relief. Whew, I'm glad I made the cut.
Yeah, I'm glad I made the cut. You know, what would you think if you have brothers and sisters and your mom openly says, I killed a couple of your siblings because I thought you all were big enough. In other words, here you are alive. You made it through the process, but you, and especially the last one, the third youngest one, I just barely made it. But the fourth one and the fifth one, however many they were, ultimately mom and dad said, that's enough. Let's just kill them. We don't need any more. You all are enough. That's all we want. What does that make you as a child, son or daughter, a brother or sister,
right,
to your siblings who were killed because you exist? Unbelievable.
And on top of that, she encourages these other women to share their abortion stories. You know, there's a hashtag, Shout Your Abortion movement going on, where we're just
celebrating
the murder of children.
You know, it's unbelievable. It's as bad as any kind of situation in history where people take videos and they promote the destruction of innocent human life, whether it's ISIS or other times throughout history.
We shudder at the Holocaust. What's the difference?
There is no difference. It is so Romans 1. I mean, you know, Romans 1 talks about people embracing their sin and inventing new ways of doing evil and having murderous hearts and encouraging others to sin, boasting of their sin. And here is Cecil Richards boasting of committing serial homicide. She's a serial killer. She has murdered three of her own children. And here she is boasting and bragging and looking for support from others, Katie Couric and others, because she's so proud of being a serial killer.
And speaking of someone who supports serial killing, if you will, in the womb, and that's what it is Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat, calls herself a Catholic and a firm supporter of abortion and Planned Parenthood. She made comments recently about the GOP's health care bill, which aims to repeal Obamacare and defund Planned Parenthood. She said that this was dishonoring God. She said, I know my colleagues are people of faith, They tell us that all the time, she said. So this is God's creation. We have a real responsibility to it. To minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. To ignore those needs is to dishonor the God who made us. She
Wait,
called
so
upon,
killing them is an act of worship?
Well, it depends. You know, she's only looking at part of God's creation. The women who ultimately want federal funding to end a human life. She's not looking at the child who's going to be brutally tortured and killed by virtue of federal funding to end their life.
That's God's creation.
So she's just eliminated part of God's creation. She said that she called upon Republican legislators, quote, to examine their consciences and to look into their hearts, close quote, before they vote so they can make a, quote, decision in favor of what's right, close quote. Well, on its face, I agree with that. Examine your conscience, look into your hearts, make a decision in favor of what's right. But in her worldview, Matt, a decision for what's right is to allow federal funding to go to Planned Parenthood so Planned Parenthood can ultimately use it to promote the destruction, brutal destruction of innocent human life.
Yeah, woe to Nancy Pelosi. And what I mean by that is to take the platform that she is speaking on behalf of Christ Jesus. You know, and scripture says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. And this is a textbook instance of what that Bible verse was referring to. Here is Nancy Pelosi objectively calling evil, the murder of unborn children, good, and calling good those who would champion the cause of and protect the lives of the unborn child, calling that evil, telling them to examine their hearts. It is so twisted. It is so backward. It is so biblical and prophetic.
Right. God is very clear on the value of his creation, of the value of life, even in the womb. I knew you in the womb, he says. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That is his creation. And to speak against that is pure blasphemy.
And, you know, Pelosi has voted against almost every restriction or proposed law regarding abortion, including the law that ultimately passed Congress and was upheld by the Supreme Court in 2007, the law that banned partial birth abortion. Now, understand this. You probably have heard this description, but partial birth abortion takes a late-term baby, late second, third trimester, where the cervix is dilated, the person who ends the life of this baby puts a clamp of forceps on the baby's feet, pulls it out through feet first. Why? So you can keep the head inside. Everything's outside except for the head so that the child can't get the first official breath. And while the head, but everything else is outside, the head's still inside the woman's uterus. You put a scissors in the back of the soft base of your skull. I mean, just touch your base of your skull, the soft part at the bottom of the base of your skull. You stick a little scissors there. You push it in. You expand it to open up a hole. Obviously, the child is wreathing with pain, as anyone would be. And then you stick a suction tube in there, and you suck out the brains.
And collapse the skull.
And then you collapse the skull, you crush it.
Then you take the dead body, and you throw it
in a garbage
into a red bucket marked bio-waste.
Or sell
the body parts.
Yeah, and she opposed a law that banned that procedure. And now she's invoking the Bible and God to say, you've got to be able to allow that. It's unbelievable.
She's endorsing what the Catholic Church calls a mortal sin. We seriously need to be praying for Nancy Pelosi's
and
eternal
Cecile
soul.
And Cecile Richards. Both of these women desperately
need God.
For
their eternal souls.
Yeah, I mean, this is, you know, when you participate multiple times, either personally in destroying human life or supporting it, you become calloused and your worldview becomes completely distorted. And it seems like that's what's happened, unfortunately, with Cecile Richards and Nancy Pelosi. We do need to pray that God ultimately will open their eyes and change their hearts and transform them, like Saul to the Apostle Paul, and that they ultimately do experience the forgiveness that only comes from Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Lc.org is awful, as difficult as this subject is. You know, we need to be the voice of these children who have no voice. We need to be the hands and feet of these children who never get a chance to have life like you and I. And God will hold our generation accountable. But we believe that the abortion decision will ultimately be overturned in our generation, and we will return to a culture that respects the sanctity of human life. Stand with us as we continue to advance life. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.